what it is when the boss in town. It don't really matter cause I got more hoes, but I'm trying to focus on the task at hand. But these Spanish chicks got a hex on me. I'm just looking at them like, damn, I'm the man. Make me wanna unleash. Fresh like a breeze in the sauna.
Yeah.
I can get whatever when I wanna.
Yeah.
Trying to get around and beyond her.
Yeah.
Candy that's around Willy Wonka.
Yeah.
¿Qué onda, criaturas del señor? Carlita and Daniel back at it again.
Welcome to Somos Dos with Carlita and Daniel. Thank you for listening, guys. Thank you. Welcome back to this roller coaster of awesomeness. Ay, güey, awesomeness. No sé cómo salió esa mamada. Yeah, welcome to this roller coaster of fucking chingaderas. This roller coaster of hablando mamadas. And also serious talks once in a while, and just laughs most of the time.
Un poquito
sí,
de todo.
Sí, tiene que haber de todo, güey. Pero.
A huevo.
Versatiles. I'm excited. And thank you everybody that listened to the first episode. All the love on Instagram, the love from friends sending texts and fucking hyping it up and giving us props. Mostly to you, but it's okay. But yeah, I appreciate it like tons. You know what I mean? Chingo, güey. Machine. I love it. I love the love from the peoples.
Seeing the amount of feedback that we got and all the, you know, everybody sharing the podcast. We appreciate you guys. We love that you guys enjoyed it. It was just amazing. It was amazing the amount of people that shared our podcast. That sent us messages and let us know that it was dope. We appreciate every single one of you, and we hope that you continue to listen to our podcast.
Yeah, all the people that are listening in the U.S. And we have a listener from Ireland. You know that text that I sent in the morning? That's pretty crazy, right? Yeah. I was like, really?
That's fucking cruzando barreras, hijo.
¿Sí, da?
Cruzando naciones a la verga. Empezamos bien. Sí, pero la neta se siente bien chingón de que hayan tantas personas que hayan escuchado el podcast y que digan que les gustó, güey, que we got them to laugh a little bit and we got a little serious with the DACA thing. And a few people that reached out about the DACA thing too. And yeah, it's just amazing that we're able to reach so many people with the conversations that we had.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people need a distraction from like either their work or like just being in this quarantine, dude. You know, sometimes you need a little laugh, you know, because there's a lot of people that are stuck at home.
A break from the day-to-day routine.
It's a long way. You need a little laugh, you know what I mean? And we're here for that. We're here for the shits. Come on.
We're happy that we're able to bring that to you, a little laugh to get your day started or whenever you're listening to the podcast. But yeah, definitely thank you so much, and we hope that you continue to listen to the podcast. We did want to let people know, I got a few people asking me when the podcast is going to be on iTunes and Google Podcasts. The application that we're using to upload the episodes is taking a little bit longer than we expected. It did go on Spotify in like 30 minutes or something, like an hour.
De volada, güey.
It was already
de volada.
It was like super fast. But I think with iTunes and Google Podcasts, they have more restrictions. So it's taken a little bit longer. I read up on it and it said 7 to 10 days. So hopefully we'll get those out there in the next couple of days. So whoever, you know, our listeners that have iTunes or Google Podcasts can listen to the episodes there.
That's true. But thank you everybody. I just wanted to say thank you a million times. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And but yeah, dude, let's get into the shits.
And a lot of people were excited to try your fucking guacamole.
Hey,
huh?
hey. They get to learn something new, bro. Like, you know what I mean? No se me cerraron como somebody, you know.
They want to try your fruit salad. Let them try
it. It's not a fruit salad, güey. It's un guacamole, güey. It's new age, güey. Usa tu imaginación, chingao.
Hijo, yo estoy bien. Con mi guacamole tradicional, yo estoy bien.
Happy. Ah, raza. Bueno, for the people that did try it, and I did send the recipe to two people. I typed it in. Typed it in. And they're like, yeah, send it this way. And I don't know if they made it or not, but I took the time to, you know, text it out. And you know who I'm talking about, you know?
You know who you are. No, well, to those two people who asked for the recipe, that was really nice of you. Hope you enjoy your fruit salad.
It's not a fruit salad, it's a guacamole. She's just dissing me right now, you know? No hay imaginación. No hay imaginación, güey. No sabes, si no sabes, güey, en México, la gente, güey, usa la imaginación. No, o sea que la no se pierde la tradición cuando las cosas se hacen con amor, güey. Uh-huh. Y no lo... ¿Cómo es esa forma, güey? No lo americanizas, güey.
Ok.
Y eso no se llama... Porque la piña crece en México. El mango crece en México. Ninguno de los ingredientes uh-huh. que le estoy poniendo son ingredientes americanos. So...
Right. I didn't...
Nomás digo, güey. Nomás digo. El mexicano no se le quitó, güey.
No. We're just used to having the traditional... The traditional ingredients. So when you start adding other stuff, it's like, wait. Like, that's sounding a little different. But, I mean, cada quien, hijo, cada quien. Si les gusta con piña, si les gusta con mango, el guacamole, then go for it.
¿Sabes qué, güey? I don't think you're ever going to admit it, but when I do it one day and you get to try it, I don't think you're ever going to admit it, but you're going to be like, God damn, no le voy a decir al güey, pero está bueno. ¿Verdad? Sí o no, güey.
If I ever try it, I will let you know for real if it's good or not. Sí, pero de que yo vaya a la tienda y diga, ay, voy a comprar este pinche piña y mango para echarle a mi guacamole, eso nunca va a pasar. Pero if I try it one day and it's good, then I'll let you know it's good. Pero eso no es para mí.
Ay, gente. Oh, está bien. You know what? No. You know what? I don't feel nothing. Pero ya hablando de desmadre, güey, how was your weekend?
Oh, güey, tú dime cómo te fue a ti the weekend first.
Well, thank you for asking. I really appreciate me going first.
Yeah.
Pero I wanted to compliment your trenzas también, güey.
Oh, tus trencitas. Yeah.
Neta, güey. You know? Looking right with the trencitas, you know?
India María. Uh-huh.
La India María.
Yeah.
La tan chida, güey, tan chidas.
Thank you.
You remind me of a song that I'm just going to make up right now. Because I don't remember the song, but son estas. No me voy a reír, güey, hasta la canto, güey. Deja cantarte.
Dale.
Son estas trencitas, mujer, que me enloquecen. Que me enloquecen esas trencitas, corazón. Ay, güey.
Oh, my God.
Bien cursi, güey. Bien cursi. No, está chido, güey. Está chido.
Por cuéntanos. You had a birthday this past week, no? On Wednesday.
Simón. That's the day that the episode fucking went up.
Yeah, that's when we dropped the episode. That was like your birthday gift.
It was a great birthday gift, but the best one is what I got early in the morning, güey.
La serenata, güey.
Ay, güey. Ay, güey.
cuéntales a los listeners tu serenata.
Sí, güey.
Que te dieron bien tempranito.
Tempranito, güey, levantándome. Aquí presente, Carlita me hizo una serenata. Cantándome en inglés y español, güey. ¡Otro pedo, güey! Neta, güey. Sí, se me salió una lágrima. Para ser muy pendejo. Se me salió una lágrima. Me puse emocional, güey. And I'm usually not an emotional person. Pero sí. Pero eso que fue como una basura que me cagó en el ojo, güey. Y que se me salió una lágrima. I could be that. Pero sí, it was special, dude. Thank you very much for that shit. I really appreciate it. Nobody has done that before, so I just wanted to appreciate you.
To do that for you. Aquí, contrataciones a la Carlita para canciones de birthday.
Sí, güey. Tienes buena voz, güey. En buen pedo. No, no estoy diciendo porque, You know, pero tienes buena voz, güey. Tienes buena
Gracias.
voz, tienes buena voz. Muy buen tono, güey. Sí, está chidas tus rolas, güey. No tus rolas, pero las rolas que. The covers, right? You call them the covers?
The covers that I do,
Yeah,
yeah, no,
no, están chidas, güey, están
los
chidas.
covers ahí
Pero
desde
that's a great waker upper.
That's good. I'm glad that you like that.
Thank you.
¿Y qué te la pasaste entonces ese día el miércoles que fue? ¿Qué te la pasaste haciendo o qué? ¿Fuiste a trabajar y todo todavía o qué?
El miércoles fui a trabajar, güey, como buen trabajador, como buen mexicano o chicano. Pero sí fui a trabajar.
No empieces con esa conversación de que chicano y que tú eres otra categoría, papá.
Y luego te digo, pues, déjame hablar. Let
Pues dale,
me.
hijo, dale, no te sientas, no te sientas,
No
antes
estoy
quieres.
sentado. Ah, pero.
Cabrón.
pero. En buen pedo. Sí, fui a trabajar. Y estaba todo planeado para el fin de semana. Estaba todo planeado para el fin de semana para ir a echar desmadre con gente que I'm close to. You know what I mean? Y sí, me fui a un lugar que se llama Las Playas. Ahí usen su imaginación, ¿no? Dónde es, pero se llama Las Playas y neta que es una belleza el servicio, tomando cubetas de cerveza, todos al 100. Y era muy estricto las reglas de la máscara, pero aparte de eso, la gente, la mera verdad, se porta muy chingón. Se porta muy chingón y la gente con la que estaba, muy chingón, buenas conversaciones. Nadie estaba en su teléfono, like being socially awkward and shit, you know? Todos tirando desmadre, ¿me entiendes? O sea que nadie. No, es que a veces vas a unas reuniones con amigos y hay dos que tres que se la pasan en el teléfono mirando.
No, pues es que ya casi es un
Swiping
ay, ay, ay. No tanto así, pero sí, güey, sí te entiendo, porque a veces en las reuniones pues va, se da y la gente se la pasa en su teléfono y ya no hay interactions with one another. It's basically just on your phone.
Sí. And that's kind
Pero
of sad, don't you think?
it is really fucking sad. It is sad because you lose that communication with other people por estar ahí en el teléfono. ¿Sabes que cuando nos juntamos con mi mamá, sometimes she'll go around with a bucket? Picking up people's phones.
¿Neta? That's
Para que.
dope. That's
Ya.
dope.
O sea, cuando entra uno ahí a la casa de mi mamá, ya sabes, ¿no? Pues usa el teléfono lo que lo vayas a usar, güey, porque te lo va a quitar. Doña Rosy te lo va a quitar, lo va a echar en una cubetita and you're not gonna see it for the rest of the night. So. Pero así está chingón, güey. It's sad that you have to do that, porque casi casi estás obligando a la gente que se comunique con otras personas without. The social media and all that. So, sometimes it just gets lost. It just gets lost the communication. But
Sí, tienes
es
razón.
chingón que tú pasas tiempo con amigos así sin la tecnología being in the way.
Para nada, güey. Tuvo chingón, pinches conversaciones chidas, güey, chingonas. Hablando del pasado, del presente y del pasado,
You
del
said
presente y del futuro, güey.
you had
Hablaba
a
con
pretty You had a pretty spiritual conversation with one of the people you met, dijiste, ¿no?
talking about like como cosas espirituales, güey, religion and what religion means and fucking like universes, how energy connects with las estrellas, un chingo de madre, güey, pero no, pero I, you know, like I can have a conversation with anybody, güey, because I'm older, so I, like, you know, throughout time you just develop this mindset of like you're more open to a lot of things. Like the reading, you know, like seeing documentaries, so you start getting really curious about life and what it means and shit. So yeah, dude, I you know, and I love to do, I love having conversations like that and shit, you know. They're never boring to me. I can talk to just anybody and just have a great conversation. I can just dig into like make it interesting and shit. Yeah. It's like a
That's
challenge
cool.
sometimes, you know, don't you think? It's like a challenge. Like, I want to have a conversation with this person and I want to make sure I make it interesting and talk about them and ask them questions. You can always do that, you know? But yeah, it was a sick time, dude. Like, I had a sick time fucking just enjoying myself and fucking celebrating making it to that age.
Years of life.
Yeah, dude. It's fucking, it feels amazing. It feels amazing.
So you were by the beach, or where were you guys?
Yeah, by the beach. By the beach. Okay. Sick ass bar by the beach and shit. Fucking sick ass view. Y luego mirando el sol cuando se está metiendo, wey, taking pictures y la chingada, you know? It was dope. It was dope.
¿Nada, güey?
¿Mandé?
Digo, las chelas no hacen falta, digo.
No hacen falta para nada. Para nada, güey.
You said you were bringing buckets and buckets allá. ¿Y cuáles chelas estaban tomando, güey?
Se llaman Indio. Las cuetas eran de Indio. No de Indio, güey, pero... Era cerveza Indio, güey. ¿La has probado?
No, güey, no la he probado. O sea, actually, I don't think I've ever heard of it.
Sí, güey, Indio, güey. So, it was en su imaginación donde estaba, pero si no sabes que si está aquí o no, pero...
Misterio.
Sí. Estabas alrededor con pura... Todo por donde... En la calle o en donde quieras que mires, era puro mexicano. So, just use your imagination.
No, I see that. To fucking figure out.
No, pero eran cubetas de cerveza Indio. Mm-hmm. Y la mera verdad, nunca la había probado. Y la pinche cerveza está al 100. No está mal. La mera cerveza, güey, cuando la tomas en México, y viene, I don't like Tecate, güey, para nada, güey. Me caga la Tecate. Pero when I try it en México, güey, sabe diferente, no sé por qué. Es otro, eso, como la Tecate Light, todo ese pedo, te sabe diferente. Has a better flavor. Pero acá, güey, yo no tomo esa madre, güey.
I wonder, because they import the same thing that they're drinking over there, you would think, no?
You would think, but maybe they're not. Maybe they're distributing better beer to the people over there. I don't know. Pero ¿sabes qué? La única cerveza que tomo que es light, es la modelo, güey. Es la única que puedo tomar que es light beer. Because, like, I drink, like, fucking Belgians, IPAs, stouts, I'm in a different game of the beer game.
Another fucking thing, right?
There. Have you ever tried a stout before? Have you ever tried a stout before?
No, I don't really venture much outside of Modelo and Corona. Those are, like, my two main ones.
I think you will like it. You will like
yeah,
it.
Yeah, no, really. I don't really like to try new things. Pero, pues, quién sabe, algún día, güey, algún día lo probaré. Pues, ahorita que no he encontrado, güey, no he encontrado modelos anywhere.
No?
I've been searching for modelos everywhere. Las únicas que encuentro es la modelo negra. And that one, I don't really like the taste. So, lo que he estado comprando ahorita, pues, son puras Corona, Corona Light, o Corona The Exclusive, or whatever. Y pues no son tan buenas, ¿verdad? Pero pues es lo que hay ahorita.
Yeah.
Ultra. Ultra beer?
Yeah.
I don't fucking know. I think it's called Ultra, ¿no? Eso también me supo más o menos, but porque te digo, no he encontrado de las modelos y dije, pues voy a calarle a esta. Y sí, estaba más o menos.
¿Sí? No.
Una que es, you know, gotta keep that fucking, that beer going.
Pero ¿sabes qué? Es porque cerraron las fábricas en el Monterrey, en pinche Mexicali. Y creo que está el distribuidor de Modelo, está en Mexicali. Pero ya las abrieron otra vez y creo que ya empezó a circular más la cerveza.
Pero eso ya tiene un chingo, ¿no, güey? Que habían anunciado que iban a cerrar las fábricas. Eso ya tiene un chingo.
Sí, pero las abrieron otra vez y las cerraron por buen tiempo. Pero... depende de la área. Yo creo que depende de how higher the demand of certain areas y le manda más cervezas a áreas.
So, like, supply and demand type shit.
Yeah,
and then they compran más, ahí van mandando más.
So, they probably look at the charts and they look, I was like, oh, ¿sabes qué? Vendemos más de este lado a este lado y they're just gonna supply people that are purchasing more of those. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty smart. You know what I mean? To keep it like they make what?
Digo, it makes sense.
It makes sense.
Something like that, yeah.
Yeah.
pero quién sabe. Y pues, anyways, estabas ahí en la playa y qué tal, qué tal el view
en la playa. Uy, no man, es otro pedo, es otro pedo. Uno que tiene ojos, ¿verdad? Uno que tiene ojos.
Sí, los ojitos. Did you flash the hazel eyes at any ladies this time?
To be honest, I did. No, pues, sí, güey, pues, ¿por qué no, güey? Why deny the people the beautiful?
Why deny the people? ¿Ira nada más? Cabrón, te creciste de la otra vez que te dije que los ojos, que los tienes bonitos los ojos. You're like, oh, sí, ahora sí, muy chingón, ¿no?
No, I always knew that.
¡Ay, cabrón!
No, 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 it was, you know, I'm not scared, dude. I just talk to people, you know what I mean? You know, especially good. The females, you know, es la belleza del mundo, güey. ¿Por qué no hablar con ellas? ¿Por qué no, cabrón, conversar con la belleza del mundo, güey?
Cabrón.
¿Eh?
Ay, digo, te volviste poeta, cabrón.
No, no, es que pues mira, te la voy a poner muy simple, güey.
Sound like a fucking Joan Sebastian song now.
No, güey, pues mira, la mera verdad, güey. Without a woman, güey, el mundo no corre, güey. You gotta embrace them. You gotta just look at them and see the beauty of a woman. You know, especially like from afar. If you look at them and you're like, oh, horra. You know?
Ya, bájala tu pedo, güey, mejor.
No, que pues, ya pues. No, quería saber, ¿no?
No, pues qué chingón. La pasaste chido con tus amigos, con tu familia. Qué bueno, you had a good birthday, that's good.
Simón, güey, sí, me la pasé bien, it feels good that, you know, people want to take you out for your birthday, celebrate, you know, sending you happy birthdays and shit, you know. On my birthday, I was getting blasted with all these messages and giving me the love and shit, and it felt great, dude. It feels good because, you know, I do show love for a lot of people, too, on their birthday. Yeah. So it feels great when actually they do it to you.
Yeah, no, for sure.
But it was a beautiful thing, dude. Like, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for that shit.
That's what's up. That's dope. 40 años se tiene que celebrar, güey.
Sí, bueno,
cada día se tiene que celebrar, cada año se tiene que celebrar porque es una nueva experiencia y vas aprendiendo cosas con los años. Te haces más sabio and shit. So you gotta celebrate it, you know what I mean?
I embrace it. No, I made it, you know, I've been through a lot, and I feel like making it to this age and feeling good about myself and just being a creative mind and shit, like, yeah, it feels great, dude. It feels amazing, you know, having a great attitude, always like looking forward to wake up in the morning and shit and be like, oh, orra, I woke up, okay, let's do this. And this and that, you know, siempre sintiéndome al 100 and shit. So, yeah dude, I love it. I love it. I fucking embrace it and fucking I'm grateful. I'm grateful.
That's what's up. That's what's up. So, no, sounds like you had an amazing weekend. Yo acá, por lo contrario, güey, yo no hice ni madres. Ni madres hice. Me la pasé en mi casita como niña buena. Yo no salí a ningún party. No salí a tomar, nada. Me la pasé aquí en mi casita. I did on Saturday, I did get all dolled up y todo, hice mi makeup, got all dolled up, pero no salí a ningún lado. People were asking me like, ¿a dónde vas? ¿A dónde tan peinada? ¿Quién sabe qué? No, ni madres, no fui a ningún lado, güey. Nomás me la pasé ahí en el sillón. Me arreglé para ir a sentarme a la sala.
¿Neta?
Yeah, I did go grocery shopping though. I went grocery shopping, so I showed off a little bit to the shoppers and everything. Pero pues tienes que traer máscara, güey. No se miró todo, all the creativity that I used on my makeup.
Pero porque te habías aventado algo creativo, güey. You should have dropped your mask. Drop your mask.
Drop it on accident. Like, take it off. Oh, se me cayó la máscara.
Sí, it was like. Pero hacerlo con la voz alta, güey. ¡Ay, se me cayó la máscara! Y luego ya todo el mundo voltea, güey. Y luego tú, like, check it out, check it out. Took time, cabrones. Took time. Took time. Mira, Watch out, real fast before somebody starts screaming that I'm a hashtag Karen and shit. Hey, Karen, ponte la máscara, güey. Before they go crazy on you. You know what I mean? But check it out, check it out, yeah.
Peep that lipstick and peep the contour and the blush and throw it away. See, güey, it takes a minute.
Yeah, dude, you should let the people fucking see the work that you did, dude. That's a lot of work that you did, you know what I mean? Let me rephrase that. The natural work is already perfect. But the extra things that you did is also perfect. You know what I mean? I don't want to say just because you did that, you're not beautiful already. You know what I mean? Let's get that out there before I get called out.
I would have fucking been on your ass about that. Not at the cat. But yeah, basically, I call it enhancing my natural beauty. That's what I call that. Because and not to sound cocky or nothing, I feel good in my own skin. I feel good without makeup. Or with makeup, I feel like just with having makeup on, it's more of like an artistic thing for me. Not so much like I need to have it. It's just more, I love to play with the different colors, the different brushes, and come up with different ideas. It's amazing to see what I can come up with, you know, with all these different colors. So it's pretty awesome.
I give you props, dude, for that shit. No, but to give you props on that, dude, like, I saw a little TikTok video that you posted on Instagram.
And, oh, yeah.
And you told me how much work and how long it took to do that shit, dude. I give you props, bro. That's a lot of work. That's a lot of work.
It's hella work, bro. Like, that whole video, was like a minute long. But the whole fucking process took me maybe 45 minutes to an hour. Like the actual, because you have to, when you get on TikTok, I don't know if you've ever been on TikTok, but you have to, like, you set your music right, and then you set the time frame that you want to use. You can set a timer so that it automatically starts recording, and then you do whatever you're gonna do, and then it stops, then you put the timer again for the next segment and that. So I had to do a lot of I had to, like, prep for the next step. And it took me, the whole thing, like I said, it took me about an hour or so to do. But the actual video only lasted 1 minute. So it might look like I'm, like, moving really fast. But that's just, I think it just looks like that because I'm, like, cutting into the next segment right away. You know what I mean?
That was pretty creative, must admit.
Thank you.
That was pretty creative. Actually, I remember we were FaceTiming one time and we talked for a while, and I remember you did your makeup while we were talking, and it was like more than an hour you fucking putting your makeup on, and we're talking and shit.
You got like a whole ass fucking tutorial right there all to yourself.
Yeah, I don't know, for what? I don't know, but I was like, damn, it takes that long to fucking do your makeup, bro? Fuck.
There's a lot of details that go into it, and you just gotta know the shape of your face, where everything is, and what to highlight and what to contour. So it's definitely, it takes practice to really get to how you want it to look. It took me years of practice, but I feel like I got it down now.
Do you take a class or you just watch videos on YouTube?
Oh, I just watched a fucking bunch of YouTube videos, bunch of makeup videos. I would look up like how to contour your face, or how to highlight, or how to apply eyeshadow. Because there's different areas on your eye where you have to, like, apply a certain amount of makeup, and then darker out on the outside, lighter on the inside, whatever. So, you know, there's different things. No me mires así, cabrón, hijo de la chingada. Mira, primero me preguntas y luego te estás burlando de mí. Ya no te voy a decir ni madre.
No, es que le estoy haciendo caras así como que me estoy durmiendo. No, güey. Está muy interesante tu historia, güey. Cómo ponerte maquillaje, güey.
Ajá.
I appreciate all the ladies that actually go through this. No, güey. No. ¿Cómo crees, güey? That's good. All for the laughs and shits and giggles. No, but now, see, I always appreciate a woman that puts work. And I always put a like where those special jobs are necessary, and fucking you have to put a like, and it was like, appreciate them for doing all that work, you know what I mean? Of course, you know, there's other views that you see that you also appreciate, But no, that's a lot of work.
Eso que ni que, güey. Eso it's like a fucking given. You're looking at the whole picture sometimes, but yeah, it's definitely appreciated when people reach out and they're like, "Yo, your makeup's fucking dope," or whatever, you know. It feels good because I do put a lot of work into it, and I just wanna be able to share that with people.
That's sick. Share the world. Share it to the world.
Como dijiste tú hace rato, I don't want to deny the people. My
ahorra, 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 ahorra.
Okay. I'm taking your words, bro. But yeah, no, de vez en cuando I just feel like I just like to play around with the colors, you know, even if I'm not going anywhere, it just feels good to be able to put on makeup and feel good about what you accomplish, you know what I mean? So nomás me pido. Te digo, fuimos a grocery shopping, the kids and I, came back home and just chilled, watched Netflix.
Yeah.
And basically our weekend.
Well, that's a great weekend. Anything interesting do you watch on Netflix or?
Yeah, I actually just finished a series. It was called The Umbrella Academy. That one was pretty dope. So I was trying to find another show to watch, and one of my friends told me about this new show. It's not a new show, but it's new to me because I haven't watched it. It's called Bates Motel, and it's fucking sick, bro. It is sick.
What's it about?
It's one of those shows that you're like, you look at it and you're like, oh, it doesn't look so interesting, but then you get into the first episode and you're like, oh shit, you want to know what's next, you know what I mean? Like, you're like, oh, I want to watch the next episode, a ver qué va a pasar. And then it's one of those that you're just hooked on the first episode.
Us geeks call it a mind buster.
A mind buster?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It means that when you get into, there's certain shows that you have to, if you skip an episode or you skip 20 minutes or you got distracted and you didn't see 10, 15 minutes of it and you get lost. Those kind of shows, you know, that will take you in and suck you in into the story. Or finding out what's going to happen next and shit. Like, you know what I mean? That's a mind buster.
Did you just make that up? Or is that
no,
like a
word? It's a fucking word. Luego, luego. The
criticism. Es que tú tienes the own way. Tú inventas cosas and you just try to make it seem like it's real. Pero I've never heard that term. But if it's real, then...
Invento then palabras. That's... Invento palabras. No historias, güey. Don't put that in there for me.
I said... Words, not
yeah,
stories.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Tell me more about that show.
It's a pretty good show. It's basically about this kid, 17-year-old. His dad dies, and him and his mom move to another city or another state, I'm not sure. And the mom buys a motel with the insurance money that she gets from her husband dying. So she buys this motel, and they're basically living in this... And the house that's attached to the motel, whatever. So she's running the motel. And then once you get into the show, you realize how the father really died. And it's not really the story that you think in the beginning. So it's like really intriguing. It like pulls you in and you're like, bro, like you're like putting pieces together as the show goes on. You know what I mean? It's one of those that like starts out and you think something completely different. And then there's like a fucking, there's like a part in the show where you're like, you realize that you were wrong. Like, okay. Oh shit, how it really happened. Oh, you know what I mean? Okay. So this kid, he has a really, I don't know. I don't want to say weird. I guess it is kind of weird. A weird relationship with his mom. Mm-hmm. They are like really, really close. And like extremely close. Like it's not a normal mom and son relationship, I guess you can say. And so she like, I feel like she's really overprotective over him since he was a little boy. So he becomes really attached to her. And the way that he has this mental disorder where he does things like he blacks out and does things. And then the next day or like in the next couple hours, he doesn't remember that he did it. So his mom always like covers up shit for him. Like if he does something bad, she's there to cover it up. So she's always like, she always has his back even though he's doing bad things, she does, obviously she doesn't want her son to get in trouble. So she like does everything and anything to protect him and like takes the blame for shit sometimes, you know? Okay. So it's crazy. And I feel like as parents, we do that. We want to protect our kids, but in this show, I think she, maybe she's not right for doing what she's doing. Maybe okay. She needs to get the help that he needs and she doesn't.
Oh, you know? Shit.
So it's a really good episode, or it's a really good show. I definitely recommend it if you're into those kind of things. It's kind of dark. It gets dark in some episodes, but I actually just finished the first season. I believe it was like 10 episodes the first season. I finished it in 2 days, bro. Because I was just like binge watching that shit.
Fuck.
Like it's that good. So definitely recommend if you want something new to watch on Netflix, go watch Bates Motel.
Damn. Well, I'll make sure I watch it so we can talk about it more.
Yeah.
I'm interested.
It would make a good conversation, I think.
Yeah, I'll start watching it.
Yeah.
But what did you take out of that show in real life? Sometimes you can take out of little details of certain shows.
Yeah, well, like I was saying, with this show, I feel like the mom was a little too overprotective over him and maybe coddled him too much. Like, he seems to be really antisocial, so too attached to his mom and doesn't really make a lot of friends. So I feel like the takeaway from that is that us as parents, we want the best for our kids, and maybe sometimes we overdo it or something. I don't know. You know what
I mean? Okay. I get what you're saying.
Yeah. It's tough. You know what I mean? Like, we want what's best for them. So we want to do everything for them sometimes, but at the same time, we have to kind of let them open their wings and fly, you know what I mean? But we're afraid because, you know, they're obviously going to fall. They're going to fall and get back up. But us as parents, we don't want them to have to go through that to get hurt. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And getting into that conversation of parenting, you as a mom, how are you dealing with the pandemic, like having the kids at home all the time? And now, two separate questions, and you can answer them in the way you want to answer them. But how are you dealing with that, and how are you dealing with certain schools are actually having kids coming back to school, either doing it through Zoom, or I don't know what they're doing, like on a computer, and they do a couple of days going to school, and some days through the computer, and then you gotta help them. How do you deal with the scheduling of having yourself have to deal with this, like getting the kids to get involved and doing their homework? How do you deal with that? Or how do the schools are dealing with that to give you the help that you need?
So basically, when the whole pandemic started and schools started shutting down, they went to an online, like virtual learning. So they were doing online every single day. It was from like 9 to 10, and then like 9 to 10, and then like 10 to 11 or something like that. It was two different classes because my kids, they're in different grades. So it was tough. Like, even though I was staying home during that time because the place where I work at was closed too during the whole shutdown. So I was here with them. So I was able to log them in to, you know, their classes and everything like that. So I was around in case they needed anything, but I don't think it would. I mean, it's obviously not the same experience as going into a class physically, being there with your classmates and learning directly from your teacher and like being hands-on, obviously. So it was all on the computer, and they would lose focus because they, you know, they're at home. They're looking around for things that they're going to do next. So they're not really focusing on what the teacher is saying. And sometimes with those programs, if there's a lot of people logged into one system, it kind of freezes it up. And I noticed that a lot when they were doing their online classes. They had like, so they were able to see all their classmates on the computer and the teacher like off to a side or whatever. But with so many people being logged into the program at the same time, it like slowed it. It would slow it down. So sometimes it would freeze up and they weren't really hearing the teacher, or sometimes kids would talk over the teacher. So it was really difficult. And I think it would be really difficult if we are to go to that system now that schools are opening back up, because kids are not going to get the same level of education as, you know, being in a classroom. But at the same time, we have to think about the health of our children, and we don't want them to get sick. If they go to school and there's kids there that are sick, we don't want them getting sick or catching on to some virus, I don't know, and then bringing it back home and getting their whole, you know, the rest of their family sick. So I think it's going to be a really hard transition. I know that there's some schools in the county that have already started the online learning, and they're talking about going to school physically like 2 days a week or something, and then 2 days online. So they actually sent out sort of like a survey to parents to see what parents thought, like what their thought process was about the going back to school thing. If parents wanted their kids to do virtual learning, or if they want their kids to go back to school physically. So you were able to choose which way to go. And so they gave you like, I think it was about a week they gave us to think on it. And I literally took the whole week to think about it, because like I said, it's going to be hard for them to do a virtual learning experience. But I, at the same time, I don't want them to go back to school and get sick, you know?
Yeah.
I work full time. So the only way that they would be able to do the virtual learning would be if the person that watches my kids, for her to be able to help them log in and make sure that they're paying attention and everything like that. But I mean, I can't ask her to do that. You know what I mean? Because she's got other things that she's got to do. So it's definitely going to be freaking crazy. The way that I see it, I feel like schools should not even open up. Like they should just stay closed for everybody, because if some kids are going back to school and some kids aren't, I feel like it's not going to be fair. You know what I mean? For the kids that aren't really getting the education, and for the parents, because we're going to have to change our whole schedule to make sure that we're there when they need us, when they need to do like the online thing. And at the same time, that's going to cut the income coming into your household, you know what I mean? Because you have to be there in order for them to do their online learning. So it's definitely going to hit every single aspect of your life in a negative way, maybe. If you're not able to be like a stay-at-home parent with your kids and able to be there with them when they're doing the online learning, if you have to take time off work to do that, it's definitely going to cut into everything else going on in your life.
Wow. That's crazy, dude. That's a lot of fucking things that you have to deal with.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure that like people that stay at home and they're not used to having their kids at home all the time, and they have to deal with the stress of the pandemic and the stress of like not having a job.
Yeah.
The stress of like only like working a part time, the stress of like you don't have the same income coming in, or even if you are under unemployment and shit like that. I'm pretty sure like people's mental health throughout this time is even worse for people that have to deal with the fact that their kids are at home all the time. They're not used to that. Mm-hmm. They're used to them being at school, them being at work. It dramatically changed people's lives.
Yeah.
Like 100%. Like crazy 100%.
Fuck yes.
That's crazy. Why? I was like, damn, dude. I feel bad for the actual parents, you know, that are dealing with that issue. But yeah, dude, like hopefully like they can find a way how to help the kids get the education that they need. But it's not the same being in a class and interacting with other kids.
Right.
Because those things help them in life, you know, interacting with other kids, being social. So that way they're not socially awkward. It doesn't mean that there's kids that are actually socially, sexually awkward anyways, but it helps them with that, dude. It helps them with that shit. You know what I mean? As getting in trouble. All these kids need that shit. Getting in trouble, getting suspended. Like throughout the journey of your life, you need some of that shit, right?
But
no?
I totally agree. I mean, kids have to be hands-on and they have to be around other kids and their classmates, the school, you know, in their classroom, interacting with each other physically, as well as, you know, being in a learning environment. But It's definitely going to change. I mean, this is the year that has fucking changed everybody's life, bro. It has changed.
It
No,
has.
it has freaking changed people's mental health. Like you mentioned, it has changed everything basically. I mean, people were out of work for 2, 3 months, 4 months, maybe. You know, they didn't have that income coming in as usual as they usually did. So it made lots of changes in people's lives, maybe negatively, maybe in a good way, I don't know. And it definitely affected everybody's lives. So like you said, hopefully they'll find a way to help the kids, basically, because at the end of the day, it's their education that matters. And whether we have to do it online or they're going to do it in person, we have to find a way that's going to be the best solution for everybody.
Y sabes qué, I feel even worse for the parents that los que no tienen papeles, ¿me entiendes? Y they can't get unemployment. Even the ones that they lost their job, y los que no, they're not receiving any income at all, dude. You know what I
Yeah.
mean? Imagine them, dude. Like, that's fucked up, bro. That's
Fucking
crazy.
tough. I mean, gracias a Dios, we were able to get a little bit of help with the unemployment for our household, but I know a lot of families that weren't able to get that. And there's actually gracias a Dios, there's agencies out there that people were able to reach out to, and they didn't ask for like any sort of documents, because I feel like that's mainly why people don't ask for help in like the Hispanic community, because they think like, oh, me van a pedir mis papeles or something, and I don't have that, so I'm not going to be able to get help or something like that. But I know of some agencies out here that were giving people money, just, you know, asking them like, okay, how many people are in your household or whatever, how old are your kids, or all that, things like that. And they were able to get help for their families, for the people that, you know, that weren't able to get unemployment. So that was really amazing that there's organizations like that that help people that are in need.
Yeah, that's cool, dude. I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I didn't know that. But yeah, dude, like there is people that I know that were going through that, and I would try to find ways to actually help, but it was hard, you know. It was hard to know, to actually like know, because you don't, I mean, you don't know this, because I don't go through that, you know what I mean? But that doesn't mean that I'm insensitive about those
Right.
things, you know. Yeah, dude, I try to help a couple people that I know that, you know, they don't have the papeles, and, you know, try to help them with certain things, you know. Like there was a couple of ex coworkers that I know. I bought like bolillos and fucking bread and mayonesa, cebollas, tomates, so they can make like ham sandwiches, you know what I mean? De mientras que agarraban algo, ¿no?
Yeah.
And I feel good, dude, to actually, it wasn't much, you know, it wasn't much, because at the time, you know, I was like going through my stuff too, you
Right.
know? So I was like, I try to like just give a little bit of it, you know what I mean? Little, it was crumbs, you know, you call it crumbs,
No,
but
bro, but
it was something.
that's a huge help to some people, though. Like, you know, it's really, I'm sure they really appreciated that, because when you get into those tough situations, anything really helps. I mean, when somebody reaches out to you and they're like, yo, let me help you out, or, you know, if you need help, let me know. And sometimes because you're not really raised that way, like you don't want to ask for help, or you feel like asking for help is maybe for the weak or whatever, I don't know. There's some people that are like that, but I feel like when you get down to it and you really want to provide for your family, you have to ask for help sometimes. You know what I mean?
Yeah, it's hard to ask for help.
Yeah, definitely.
It's hard. It's hard. Because you feel like people will judge you just for that help, and I think you overthink it at that moment, don't you think?
Yeah, no. And I've been in those situations where you like I don't want to ask for help, because I'm like, no, because I don't want to be judged. I don't want people to think that I'm vulnerable, or you know, that I can't do it myself. But sometimes you get to situations where you shouldn't do it yourself, where you should ask for help. You know what I mean? But like, you know, the way that you're raised, I don't know if it's in your situation, but I feel like the way that the Hispanic community, most of the Hispanic community is raised is, you know, a chingarle siempre. You know, you always got to find ways to do it yourself. You got to keep pushing forward and no te des por vencido and everything like that. So you're kind of like in the mentality, like if you ask for help, you're weak. So you're like, you kind of like hold back, like, no, I don't want to ask for help. Let me just do it myself. And then you put yourself in a situation where you're like, okay, like you can't do it anymore. And you get to that point where you're like, I'm going to have to ask for help now.
Yeah, definitely. Diferentes culturas, claro que piensan diferentes, ¿no? Creo que eso viene de todos los latinos, mm-hmm. o de Latinoamérica, ¿me entiendes? De Centroamérica, de Sudamérica, todas esas partes, crecimos en esa mentalidad.
Yeah.
Crecimos con esa mentalidad que no, güey, tú tienes que trabajar por tus propias cosas. Right. Tú tienes que hacer la lucha. Tú tienes que... No, güey, ¿por qué vas a pedir ayuda? ¿Para qué, güey?
Right.
Pero en realidad, güey, la raza sí se pide ayuda entre ellos mismos. ¿Me entiendes? Pero en ciertas cosas. Porque prefieren... No por criticar, ¿verdad? Se va ahí como un criterio, pero no es crítica. Por ejemplo, prefieren pedir un padrino, güey. Un padrino para una quinceañera o una boda, mm-hmm. o un bautismo, güey. Prefieren pedir un padrino para que te ayuden a hacer la fiesta, que pedir ayuda para algo que te beneficia en la vida.
Uh-huh.
¿Me entiendes? Pero eso sí lo ha mirado yo de la raza, ¿me entiendes? Que sí hace eso. No es una crítica, es una observación.
Yeah.
Que yo ha mirado en mis tiempos, viviendo con raza, uh-huh. y todo ese pedo. Y yo he mirado yo que sí hacen eso, ¿me entiendes? Prefieren gastarse el cheque en una fiesta que ponerlo en el savings y para ver un ahorrito por si algo pasa, ¿me entiendes? Mm. Y todos trabajamos de cheque a cheque and shit. Like, I'm guilty of that shit too because I grew up with that mentality. So, no, hay que vivir la vida al 100, siempre, yeah. ¿me entiendes? Day by day, you know, fuck it, you know? Like, but I think it's also those one of those things that you numb yourself to the... You want to numb a little bit of, like, the reality of, like, day by day, the struggle. So you want to buy something nice to fucking feel good about yourself a little bit, you know, poquito. And I think, like, all the, our communities are like that, you know what I mean? When you see people shopping and, you know, like, shopping and fucking buying clothes and shit like that they really don't need. It's because sometimes you just want to feel good about yourself just for a second.
Yeah.
You know,
that's true. That is true.
You want to feel like at least some, like, you don't want to feel that como depression of like being being in the ghetto, in the hood, whatever you want to call it, you know, being in a shitty ass neighborhood. It's like, oh, let me go get these shoes real quick, you know what I mean? Then you feel good, you feel fly, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
But your reality doesn't change.
That's true.
Just a small image of it. Your reality is the same shit. But I think we need like more like creatives, and we need more people in our neighborhoods, and more like to fucking lift us up and teach us how to create a business, how to create something good for yourself. Mm-hmm. So you don't fall into that same shit.
Yeah.
Like the structure of the community is created by the government to keep you down.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? To keep you thinking that, oh yeah, just shop, and they keep promoting like Nike, Adidas, fucking, and it's through hip hop and through like creating this narrative like you need to look fly or you need to look a certain way. You know what I mean? Whatever it takes, whatever the money that you are getting it from. So you continue with that, like that thinking that you will need that, right? But I think it's like advertising, put it in commercials, billboards. So they make, and they put that shit and then embed it into the communities.
Mm-hmm.
So they structure the communities to think that way. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sure.
Through radio and all that shit. Like they brainwash you to think that that's all you have.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And in schools, dude, they don't teach you how to create a business. They don't teach you about money. They don't teach you how to fucking not be broke. You know, they don't teach you none of that shit. Like, all that shit you find out, like, outside of it.
Yeah.
Like, how to create assets. How to create, you know, like, a passive income so you don't have to work for somebody else.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they don't teach you none of that shit. And that comes with all of the, or like, you can't put it on the parenting, because the parenting they had also was like that. So, I think it's like, you know, like, that's why, dude, like, it's really important to actually not only, like, get involved, like, to go vote for a president, but it's really important to vote for people, like, in, like, your local office,
mm-hmm.
you know, like, the local sheriff, the local consul, all that shit, like, getting involved with that shit, like, changing your communities. That's what it's really about, I think.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? I know that maybe, like, I went off the topic a little bit.
A little bit.
You know how I get. I get passionate about what I say.
Como dice Cristiano, me dejé llevar, ¿verdad?
Sí, güey. But you get what I'm saying, no? But it also reflects on the parenting, like, part of it. You know what I mean? The parenting. But the thing is like, sometimes it's not their fault. You know what I mean? It's not their fault. It's just the way the structure of the communities, like, the way they inbred, like, this thinking that we need to be this way all the time, and they don't put enough information for us to get it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's our job to go get that information and go search for that information. But now it's so easy, you know what
yeah.
I mean? So easy with the internet. You can find out how to do so many shit on fucking YouTube. You can learn a trade or a profession like that. Fucking looking at a fucking YouTube video, and you will learn anything. You can learn how to fucking change if you don't know how to change a tire, you can learn how to fucking change anything in your car away. Like, you can do anything if you really put your mind into it and fucking just search it. That's how to do it. Boom. Hazlo. You know what I mean? But yeah, dude, that's crazy, dude. That's crazy. Yeah. You laughing at me.
Because...
Oh, I'm sorry about that. Apologize, people.
But yeah, no, I mean, definitely I agree with that. Where they set such high standards, sometimes we want to be able to reach those standards, but yeah, sometimes we can't. But it comes back to your the way that you feel about yourself, though. I feel, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like your mental state, how you really feel about yourself, how you really feel about the structure of your family or whatever it is that you're going through. What you had mentioned before about how the pandemic had a real effect on people's mental health. And you know what? I wanted to bring this up. I have a friend who, and this was a while ago, this was before the pandemic. But so when you talk to somebody or when you meet somebody, the first thing you say is, how are you? How are you doing today? Right? And you're like, oh, mm-hmm. I'm good. You know, I'm good. I'm doing good. But this person, you know what they asked me? He said, how is your mental health today? How is your mental health?
Interesting question.
And that took me off guard, because I was like, what? Like,
you don't know how to answer
it. You know what I mean? You're just like, nunca me había preguntado eso way. So you're like, you're kind of like shook. Like, okay. I mean, it's a good question. I wasn't saying like, you know, whatever, what the fuck are you asking me? I understood. I just was like, nobody has ever really taken the time to be like, yo, how is your mental health? And so with the whole pandemic thing, it was that question just kept coming back into my mind. Like, maybe we should be asking more people this question, and especially in these situations where we're not able to interact, you know, socially on a regular basis like we usually did. Being stuck in your house and without having the outside world really, like, you're not really involved in, you know, events or whatever it is that you were doing before. And now you're all like inside your house and you don't know how to act. So that question really rang in my head most days. Like, how is my mental health today? How am I feeling? How is my mental health affecting the way that I'm interacting with my children? How is it affecting the way that I'm interacting with other individuals, you know, and my family? So that question, I feel like we should be asking that a lot more of people. And obviously, yeah, you want to know how people are doing, how their day is going and everything like that. But if you take the time to really ask somebody how their mental health is, I think that's a fucking strong ass. That's a strong question, bro.
Yeah. I definitely have asked that question before, and I've been asked that question before by certain people. And now that I was always been used to that kind of question, so I kind of like know how to answer it. But sometimes you feel like you don't want to be truthful to that answer, mm-hmm. because you want to like deny it to yourself that you're going through something.
Exactly.
You know, you're like, you don't want to see the truth of what is actually bothering you, mm-hmm. like what is actually your struggle. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So sometimes you don't want to be true to that fucking reality.
Exactly.
But I try to, when somebody asked me that question, with a couple of people that asked me that question, people that are really close to me, right? And even though they're so close to me, it takes me a minute to actually get to answer that question with honesty. Right. Because at first I think you numb yourself with other things. Like either watching TV or listening to music or whatever, and you numb yourself to that question a little bit, and you're like, I'm okay,
right?
But then you get on your deep thinking, and you're like, no, something's really bothering me. Mm-hmm. This pandemic is really affecting me, or affecting your daily life.
Yeah,
because it could be affecting your family. And so when it affects your family or your loved ones, anybody close to you, it affects you because it's affecting it all your energy. You know what I mean? So something is really bothering you. So it takes you time to be able to answer that question.
Yeah.
You're taken back by it. And when you actually share it, it feels amazing.
Yeah. Really,
because now you make it a reality. And when you own your reality, it overpowers that depression.
Mm-hmm.
If it makes any sense. Órale, salen all sabio. No, but it overpowers your depression, because when you own your reality or you own your truth, you're more capable of actually doing something about it.
Mm-hmm.
And asking for help.
That's true. Yeah.
And asking for help when you share it, you know what I mean? It feels great. That's why they say it's great to talk to somebody about your problems. Talk to, like, it could be a psychologist or a counselor or whatever it is. It's always great to talk to somebody or a close friend that you trust, that you know that they can give you like the feedback that you need. The feedback that you need is the honesty. Don't tell me what I want to know. Tell me what I need to know.
Right.
Orra, fucking, give me your fucking jams, bro.
Okay.
Oh shit, you got into my bag right now, bro.
Real deep there, huh? Pause.
I get deep, you know how I get deep. Pause, you know what I'm saying?
Damn, that was a
yeah. I didn't mean to get serious, guys, but you know, if you're gonna open the topic, bro, like, you know, I gotta give you what I feel, yeah. And what I experience, so I can give you like a better like idea of what I'm thinking, you know what I mean?
And that's awesome that you're able to express yourself in that way, because not a lot of people are able to really express what's going on in their minds, maybe, and they have a hard time really letting go and maybe afraid of the judgment that they're going to receive if they actually, you know, tell it like it is. There's a lot of people that don't want to hear the truth sometimes. So like you said, they hold back and they don't really let out the real, like, their real feelings, because they don't want to hear the truth. They don't want to hear it,
yeah,
coming from somebody else, letting them know, like, yo, this is what I think, or this is what you should be doing. They don't want to hear that because they want to stay in their own little bubble sometimes. But to be able to get to that point where you want to actually tell somebody how you're feeling, or like you said, maybe talk to a therapist, to be able to get to that point, you have to be able to let go. I don't know if I'm explaining it right. Like, you have.
Yeah, you know? You let go. you let go of what's holding you down, because all that shit is weight, like that weight and shit that's holding you down, that is getting you to that point of being depressed, and it's getting you to that point that you feel like you're not worthy. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? And by owning that truth and talking about it, it's a relief of that weight. Mm-hmm. Because talking about it is just like a, like, you know what I mean? Like, it just fucking relieves that pain from you. You know what I mean? Working on it just by talking about it, and it helps a lot.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? But that's what I think. And this is my opinion. This is not facts.
Yeah.
I am not a psychologist. I am not a therapist.
We're not professionals. We're just giving our opinion on these topics.
Yeah, yeah,
but
yeah.
I just wanted to mention a little bit about, I think it kind of goes back, for me, it goes back to the parenting thing. Because, like, if I'm, let's say I'm going through something, or I'm having some sort of anxiety attack or whatever issues, anxiety issues, and my kids are around or something, or they want to play, and I kind of have to like bring that all back in and be like, okay, I can't let this affect me right now because my children need me. So let me just take that back in. Let me just hide that and pretend like I'm okay, just so that they're okay. Cause you don't want them to think that you're not okay, or that you're not feeling good. Cause kids catch on to that shit real quick.
They're so smart, bro. They're sponges, bro.
They absorb all the energy, all the information that they're given. So when, let's say, I'm having a bad day or something, I want to just keep that to myself, and I don't want them to feel that negative energy coming out of me. So sometimes I keep that in. So by keeping that in, it just, you know, gets piled up once in a while. And then you get to that point where you're just like, can't take it anymore. And you're just like, fuck, you just explode. So I'm a little guilty of that, not talking about my feelings or not talking about, I'm way guilty of that, because, and not because of feeling judged, because I don't really think that has anything to do with it. I actually like, and I tell people, like you said earlier, don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I need to hear. That hasn't been an issue for me, like hearing judgment from people or telling me what I should be doing or whatever. I mean, everybody has a different opinion on what you should be doing, so it's not really an issue of me feeling judged, because I don't really care. It's more of me being able to let go and not feel like I just need to keep that inside to myself and nobody's gonna understand me, and you know what I mean. So it's that I'm guilty of, that I know that I shouldn't do it and I should talk to somebody about it. But to get to that point, you just have to be able to let go. And I feel like I can't really get to that just yet. You know what I mean? I need a hug. I need a fucking hug right now.
Here it is, bro. Boom.
Okay, watch it. But
Pero sabes qué? Sabes qué? Like, we all need that. And sometimes yo también me cierro and I don't want to tell, like, my struggle sometimes, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. Then I fucking had to realize, I was like, fuck. No, I have to do it. I have to do it. But I have to tell it to certain people, you know what I mean? Because I want to tell it to the people that are actually going to be honest about what I'm telling them. And then we go back to, it's like, don't tell me what I want to hear. Tell me what I need to know.
Yeah.
Tell me my reality, you know what I mean? Tell me how it is. And sometimes it could come out as something harsh and shit, you know what I mean? Like, it could be like, oh shit, they just told me something that I didn't want to hear, but I actually appreciate it because it opens your eyes a little bit, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But if you at first, you're going to feel judged by the answers.
Yeah.
But if you really open your mind, you got to just be honest to your reality.
All right, keep going. No, I was just saying, sometimes it'll make you angry. Like, why do you think that way or something? You know what I mean? Like, let's say you're telling me how you feel or whatever. They tell you, well, this is what I think. And then you're like, wait, why do you think that? So sometimes it makes you angry. But then after a while, you're like, well, yeah, you're right. Let me think about it. Yeah, you are right. So I apologize for whatever. But because I've had situations like that where I will be telling somebody something that's going on and I feel like I'm doing the right thing for me or whatever, but I'm not really looking at the overall picture, and somebody will come in and be like, yo, that's not right or something, or they'll give me their opinion on something and I'm like, no, you're not right. And then
you get defensive.
And then I'm like, wait, maybe you are right. Maybe I'm just looking at it in my perspective, but I need to be able to take in the whole picture. You know what I mean? So sometimes it's hard. It's hard to let go of your, I don't want to say insecurities. What's the word I'm looking for? Let go of what you have inside and just talk to somebody and share your feelings. Maybe that person might be feeling the same and you can help each other out.
Yeah.
Definitely. Having a conversation. And that's the great thing about just having somebody you can just talk to about anything. And they'll just be there to listen. And they'll be like, yo, you know, I went through the same thing maybe. Or, you know, you can let it out and just know that you're in a judgment-free zone. And you're not gonna, I don't know, feel bad about what you're saying, I guess.
That's true. That's very true.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's basically how I feel about that. Also, a little bit more about the parenting thing. The other day, we were watching a movie. I don't know if it was, like, a scary movie or there was a scary scene on the movie where my son, like, walked in and he saw the scary scene and he ran to me, right? He ran to me and says, Mommy, that was scary. And I said, oh, yes, I'm scared too. But, like, I said it in a joking way. And he says, no, Mommy, you can't be scared. You're the grown-up, he says to me. You know what I mean? Maybe. And you want to hide that from them because you don't want to give them that bad energy. So just little things like that, like when they, like what he did, he said, Mommy, you can't be scared. You're the grown-up. You know what I mean? So you have to be this, I don't know, this strong person for them. You have to be strong for them and you can't show them that you're weak, I guess, but at the same time, you want to let them know that it's okay to feel vulnerable sometimes. You know what I mean? It's okay to cry. It's okay to not feel okay. But at the same time, you want them to be strong. So it's like, it's a daily struggle, I feel, for me. I don't know if other parents feel that way, but it's a daily struggle to be able to, like, be the strong, positive person and, you know, but at the same time, let them know that it's okay to not be that person. You see what I mean? Does that make
sense? Yeah, it makes perfect sense.
Okay. And I know you maybe can't relate a lot to that because you don't have children, but you do. You have siblings that have kids, right?
Yes, I have nephews and a niece.
Okay.
Yes. And yeah, dude, it's, I can see that. Like my sister's a single mom and I can see that struggle, you know, and yeah, dude, power to all the single moms, bro. Like, power to them because that's a lot of work. That's a lot of fucking work. But to the single dads, I'm in because, you know, I have a couple homies that are single dads.
Yeah, single.
And they're
doing the best they can to raise their kids. It's amazing, bro.
And I know a couple of them that I know that are friends of mine that are really close to. They're fucking sick ass single dads, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Sick ass fools. They're all about being super dad and, you know, they want to be the best and shit and about everything. They're always talking about their kids. And this is como que me da hueva. Pero, like, I get it, you know? But I respect them because it's not an everyday thing to see that from single dads.
Yeah. That's right. I mean, tú a lo mejor algún día cuando tengas tus hijos, you'll understand a little bit better how, you know, you have to be that way for your kids. I don't know.
But yeah, I get
algún
it.
Día. Apúrale, güey, pues ya tienes 40, hijo. Tienes que echarle.
No me apures, güey. O padrastro, güey, ya que chingas. Pero no.
All the single mamas out there. Daniel,
yeah, you know what I mean?
Daniel se ofrece para ser padrastro.
No me ofrezco, güey. If it comes with the package, that's a different deal, you know?
Uh-huh.
Pero yeah, güey. But yeah, dude, like that, we got into some interesting subjects and interesting stories and shit. But yeah, dude, some deep shit.
I love how we can just, like, start off with, you know, little shit and then build up to, like, this big, deep conversation about, you know, a certain topic. I think that's pretty cool. And even before we started the podcast, when we would just have conversations, we would just go on and like start talking about fucking crazy shit and then get into these deep ass conversations, which is fucking dope, dude. It's dope.
We got in a deep conversation before the podcast.
Yeah, we sure did. We sure did. So it's a-
it could have been on the podcast, but I don't know. It was a private conversation. I guess it was. We talked like an hour before, but we call it pre-production.
Pre-production combos. Those are the best though, because then we get into the vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I feel like it kind of. I mean, we do it because it gives us the vibe.
Yeah.
You know, because we, you know, then we get warmed up to what we're gonna do.
Yeah. It opens the stage to what we're gonna be talking about. So.
Orale, the stage. The dialogue. It opens up the dialogue.
Orale. These trencitas are making me like an intellectual today.
Son estas trencitas, mujer. Las que me enloquecen. Las que me enloquecen. Nunca has oído una canción que esté así.
Something else, though. Son esas.
No, güey. Es esta canción. No, pero es que te estaba de mamón. Pero.
¿Cuándo?
Es una canción, güey, que la cantan así como de castillo, como estilo como indígena, güey. No, pero you know what I mean. No, nunca lo has oído. Algo de amarillo, güey. Pero I gotta fuck, güey. Se me vino a la mente y se me fue, güey. Paz. No, you're styling those fucking trencitas, chingón.
Yeah, you know. I said, you know, let me get my hair out of the way so that I can focus. So Daniel can focus.
Ay.
Yeah.
No manches, hija.
Yeah, no.
But yeah.
Yeah, I think.
Dale.
I think we had some good topics today. I hope that people are able to relate. Any parents out there who are feeling the same way about this whole school system thing, it's freaking crazy. Let me know what you think about that. If your kids have started school yet, if they're doing online learning, or if they're doing like physical and school learning, how you feel about, you know, those two situations, or if you think like I do about schools just closing for the rest of the year or for a few months until we're able to figure out a good system that'll work for everybody. Let me know what your thoughts are on that. Yeah, I would appreciate some feedback on that, because I'm kind of like stressing. I'm stressing as fuck over this shit, because it's going to cause a lot of issues like with my schedule and stuff, which I mean, obviously their education is first. So if I have to take time off work, I will, but I'm really hoping that something is resolved to where we could all win, you know?
Yeah. But yeah, we got in some good conversations, and yeah, thank you everybody for listening and going through this episode. If you got to this point, it's because you enjoyed it.
Yes.
And we want to appreciate it a lot. And
appreciate everything that,
because we love doing it.
Yeah. Yep. We
love doing it.
So we appreciate, again, thank you everybody who shared our first episode. We hope that you enjoy this episode as well. And like we mentioned before, these episodes will be on iTunes and Google Podcasts in the next couple of days, hopefully. So we will be on more platforms so you guys can hear us. Yeah, I think that's it. Let's wrap this up.
Let's wrap it up. Pause. Pero... Yeah, but thank you everybody, and just give us a follow on Spotify, and a subscribe on iTunes when it's there, and keep listening, and keep us posted of like if you think you're interested in certain subjects that we need to talk about. If you have an opinion about what we talked about, tell us your intake into what we're getting into, and we'll definitely respond back.
Yeah. Just feel free to give us your feedback and let us know if there's any topics that you guys would like us to discuss on our episodes. We would absolutely love that. We would absolutely love some new topics that the listeners.
Yeah. Bring them in. But you know what, dude? I wanted to say something. Dude, to all the sports fans out there, man, the fucking the NBA finals are going to start. They started today. We'll record today. But tomorrow, dude, my fucking Lakers play and shit. So I'm nervous about it, you know. And then I love sports, and I love that I could watch this shit. And I'm excited for the playoffs and shit. But to the sports fans out there, man, it's like, man, watch that shit. That's just gonna be exciting. It's gonna be an exciting thing. But yeah, dude, fucking thank you guys, and fucking take us out, Carlita.
Well, I don't know what else to say. We've said thank you like 10 times now. We appreciate you. We love you, and stay tuned for the next episodes. Hasta la próxima.
Al rato. This is my recommendation of the week, guys. And happy birthday to Nipsey, and rest in peace.
So I made her switch seats. Driving now. Police chopper here, flying now. Really not too spooked. Commonly ask me, am I dying now? All I know is keep you calm and collected. Cracking jokes like, nigga, now you gonna be finally respected. See your blood leaking. Got my foot on this gas. Toss the 40, we pull up to Daniel Free and see crash. You know the alibi. They start shooting, we was standing by. Ain't see nothing but the flare from the talus fly. I wasn't there, I was passing by.
don't say shit, I'm just gonna drop you in the back and slide. That's your weed, all the cash is mine. I take them both to the spot, plus your phone till you back online.
Man, I had to play the whole shit, man. That shit is fucking fire, man. Shit is deep. But that was my dedication. I hope you guys like it. Fucking, but yeah, keep listening. Ratos.